The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like life. It's better with you. My life. It's better with you. This is true. It's better with two. My life. It's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What up, Trav Nation? I'm your middlest brother, big dog woof, woof, Travis McElroy.
Really ate up. You ate on that one, King.
Thank you. I've been having a lot of allergy issues, and I was trying not to cough in the
middle of my intro. I think those allergy issues are making you eat, King, the way you talk and the way that you put emphasis on words.
I love to eat, Kings. I eat the rich for breakfast.
I'm the young Griffin McElroy.
And I already introduced myself, but I am so proud to be part of the woke left that is ruining comedy.
Yeah, we did it.
Hey guys, did you see that Jerry Seinfeld?
Justin, that was the most Jay Leno ass setup I've ever seen. Y'all seen this thing about Jerry?
Yeah, it's meta, Griffin. It's meta commentary.
Okay.
It's meta commentary.
Sorry. I didn't realize it was meta, Justin.
Yeah. Okay. So, Mr. Seinfeld said
incredibly topical, hip with it, comedian, finger on the pulse of the nation, yes. Jerry Seinfeld.
Thank you for your gifts, Mr. Seinfeld.
Popular, beloved 70-year-old man, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
This is the quote that everybody's been so excited about in an interview with The New Yorker. Nothing really affects comedy. People always need it. I'm with you.
Yeah.
They need it so badly. And they don't get it. It used to be you would go home at the end of the day. Most people would go, oh, Cheers is on. Oh, MASH is on. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore is on. All the Family is on. You just expected there'll be some funny stuff we could watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap and people worrying so much about offending other people. This man, I know, does transcendental meditation 2 times a day for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And at the end of one of those, he was like, all right, I am complete.
I'm in those deep ocean thoughts. I'm an astronaut in the ocean right now.
I came back up and it turned out that the woke PC is ruining comedy. Nothing is on TV anymore.
Well,
Mr. Seinfeld, Brennan Lee Mulligan single-handedly is making enough content to keep an entire
What more do you need,
fan.
Sir?
We're out here making fucking 8 shows a day, Jerry.
There's so many wild, but I can't get over that all of his references for comedy on TV are like 60 years out of date.
Not gut. I love Mary Tyler Moore Show as much as the next person. Not a gut buster necessarily.
But even then, like, this is a man who made a comedy show in the 90s and 2000s.
Griffin, you need to actually be a little bit more careful.
Yeah, put some respect on her name, please.
Mary Tyler Moore is one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, for sure. It's a fucking funny-ass show, too.
I'm saying it's really funny. All-time greats, for sure, but there's funnier shit on TV now that makes me, like actually bust the fuck up.
Does he not know that streaming services exist? Is he talking about TV in the literal, I'm assuming, tube TV with the references he's made?
He must know they exist, Trav, because he's out there fucking pushing the envelope on Netflix with a movie about how Pop-Tarts were invented.
Nice.
Fuck, dude!
Yeah, that's bleeding edge. Yeah.
Shit!
And the woke left is out here like, Pop-Tarts, fuck
this
off.
No. The snowflakes are going crazy about this. Yeah. They love Toaster Made Streets.
They've whipped up into a blizzard over here, these snowflakes.
The SJWs, the Strudel Justice Warriors are out here. The SJWs are out here like, no, man, make it about Strudel, not Pop-Tarts. And they're so angry about it.
I got the idea that the man who made the Beef movie thinks that the problem with comedy is that no one's out here really
now. Now you're the one who's on thin ice. Now you're the one walking on a razor's edge without realizing it. Be very careful, my friend. You are in a precarious...
I'm just saying, if he thinks it's really so important to be really pushing everybody's...
Transgressive, yeah.
The job of the jester is to turn a mirror to the face of the king and say, you're all bees, and I'm a bee.
And everybody wants to fuck the bee, be honest.
And everybody wants to have sex with bees.
Be honest.
I'm the jester. That's what you're afraid to hear, king.
For what it's worth, I don't know that Jerry wrote the Bee movie. I'm pretty sure he just starred in it. Oh, shit.
I bet it's the kind of thing, Griffin,
There's no way nowadays,
when he shows up, you hand him some talking points for the script. And you're like, Jerry, no one's more of a bee man than you.
Yeah.
He shows up in... B-Face, which we have a lot of problems with, but they know that he's in the mind space to just freestyle all the lines.
We can talk as much shit as we want. Obviously, the three of us are just trying to sort of notice me senpai over here with Mr. Sign. Like, we're all
Jerry Senpai.
We're all Jerry Senpai. We're just begging for those scraps. Notice us. Recognize us. Please.
I don't want Jerry Seinfeld to know who I am.
That's actually a good point. That would do way more fucking harm than good at this point.
It would be so weird to know really that strange. Jerry Seinfeld knows who I am and might have an opinion on me.
There's just no way. It's so infuriating that if you believe this is what comedy should be doing, the problem is the woke left. Okay, Jerry, thank you. No one has a bigger megaphone than you. If you want to be pushing this, nobody's got a bigger megaphone. Here's your megaphone, Jerry. What are you going to do with it? Okay, everybody, step back. Jerry's going to put us all on blast.
I'm going to drive around with my friends and get coffee.
Transgressive. Wow.
Damn, Jerry, slow down, dog.
You used to get home from your job and Becker would be on TV waiting for you. And the woke left took Becker away from us.
I mean, listen, guys.
What are you talking about, man?
You guys can sit here and talk shit about Gerald Seinfeld's point. Name a comedy that's come out in the last 10 years.
That's a good point, Travis.
You can't.
Now wait. They adapted the Twitter feed shit my dad said into a show starring William Shatner.
That's one.
That's the one comedy.
Man with a Plan. There was
okay. That's two.
Anything, Tim Allen. I feel like Tim Allen. Hey, listen, Joel McHale, I know, has gotten a lot of bites at the apple. You should check Joel's IMDb. He may have more than his fair share back there.
That's true.
Okay, so that's some comedies. Joel McHale's in there, but no one's making comedies anymore. And like Jerry Seinfeld watched the last episode of Big Bang Theory and saluted and turned off his TV forever. Yeah. And he was like, that's the last one.
That's the last TV show.
I'm going
they made.
Down with that ship.
Do you guys remember when we finished doing...
Bury me! Bury me on the Big Bang Theory set! I've paid $20 million to fill it with concrete! This is my tomb! I'll die here with comedy forever!
Basilica!
Do you guys remember when we made the Bim Bam TV show and after we finished filming, the woke left came into the studio and was like, sorry, guys, this one's not going to... We're going to destroy CISO because of this.
It's too powerful.
Too powerful. Got to get him.
Well, can we have it? No.
No.
We're going to sell it to a bunch of...
To be fair, they did tell us a lot of the problem had to do with Jonah Ray's show. It wasn't. Yeah. They were like, you guys are kind of transgressive, but he's got a fake travel show. We got to shut that down.
Yeah.
We got to shut that shit down.
Yeah. God, they're so fickle.
The woke left is out here canceling Young Sheldon, canceling Big Bang Theory. Oh, my God. Woke left.
I was going to do a character this week called Ever Sheldon, and he's a Sheldon that
that's cool.
escape the bounds of linear time.
Yeah.
So he's neither old nor young. He's ever present.
He just is, has, and always will be.
I was thinking of Sheldon, which I think he is like a stone tablet. That has some of Sheldon's like personality traits written.
I know we've done this before, but I don't think I've ever pitched this young Sheldon versus
great, Trav.
The un-Sheldon.
Ooh, that's cool too, Trav.
Yeah. Fuck. If the un-Sheldon comes in contact with a Sheldon, it undoes them.
Yeah.
Right? It's like antimatter, the un-Sheldon.
Think
every Sheldon exists in defiance of the un-Sheldon's will? Yeah.
You know that as much fun as we have with this bit, I guarantee you some permutation of this conversation, like, okay, guys, young Sheldon is ending. There has to be some other fucking Sheldon we can go around.
Yeah, they've been teasing, they've been hanging that carrot, dangling that carrot over our snouts for some time now, huh? Yeah, young Sheldon's got to end soon. You guys got any jokes? Just kidding. One more season. Thanks for the free advertising, idiots.
I think that I can guarantee you the last episode will end with a shot of him opening a button down, and inside of it is his Flash logo t-shirt, his beloved Flash logo t-shirt. And finally, the transformation is complete. There is no gap.
I'm afraid to make this prediction because I've learned I'm too powerful, and I'll cover that in a second. But it's going to be given to him as a gift from Leonard. Leonard will give him the Flash t-shirt.
Yes.
And that's the
Don't
thing.
Know who that is.
I was enjoying Brother's Gate, episode one, available on the YouTube McElroy Family Channel now, because I like the content that we make. I think it's good and transgressive, and the woke left is trying to stop it.
This is kind of three different intros.
Yeah.
This is cool. This kicks ass.
For your butt.
And in the suggested videos was a supercut of every time we've talked about Frasier on this show, and it was about 53 minutes long.
No way.
So almost an entire episode's worth of our 711 episodes.
Hey, Trav, next week, I think we should absolutely
just air that.
Just air our Frasier.
Oh, my gosh.
Best of Frasier discussions. But in it, we were talking about rebooting Frasier, and this was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I talked about, in this one, now Frasier Crane has to go live with his son, and he's
Holy
the dad, and we
shit,
bump
Trav?
It all one down.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
That's exactly what it
that's
is.
That's what happened in it. Amazing.
One last thing, not to talk about Frasier more, but I'm gonna.
Fourth intro?
Yeah, I can't remember if I've talked about
this. This is 3B, I feel like.
But at this year's Sketchfest, I did a show with an actor who had been on the Frasier reboot, and she talked about that the crew just was like, oh man, Kelsey Grammer just knows Frasier inside and out. And not just like the character, but like the universe of Frasier. And apparently the props department, the set department, costume writers, they'll run things by Kelsey Grammer and he'll just be like, that's Frasier. That's not
cool.
Frasier.
He's like the Frasier ombudsman.
Yeah, he's like, that's not Frasier.
I like
those wine glasses, that's not Frasier.
I don't know if you've ever seen clips of Mr. Grammer outside of his Seattle studio
I've seen
apartment.
The one.
Of him falling off the stage. This is very good.
Yeah.
If you can find any clips of his short run stand-up career or any video of this man existing outside of the context of Frasier, I believe you will come to discover that he's just kind of Frasier.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason that Kelsey Grammer kicks so much ass at Frasier is he's kind of Frasier. Like, he is kind of Frasier.
He's Frasier.
And I'm not even saying he's in like a deep, deep, who's that actor who always goes ham on that shit? Daniel Day-Lewis shit. I'm saying that, like, he found.
Who's that actor?
Yeah.
Who always goes ham on that shit for 1,000 points? Who's that actor?
I said
that,
quote, it.
Travis got
this,
it.
Always goes ham on that shit. And Travis is like, oh, yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, he knew.
The actor that
hey,
always
Justin,
goes
fifth
ham
intro.
On that.
Fifth intro. One time Griffin and I played, I think it's Scattergirl, whichever one where you pass the thing back and forth and you have to name the thing. Griffin and I are terrifyingly good at it.
It's really, really quite weird to behold. Anyway, he's just kind of Frasier IRL is all that I'm saying. So
that's Frasier.
That's Frasier to me. That's and now, so and that's Frasier. Another. Chuck this 6 minutes on the fucking pile of Frasier content.
Well, we got to get to a full hour for monetization.
Right.
Young Frasier is another one they canceled. Woke left, I think. I don't know if
God
it's still
dang
running.
It done got us again.
They got him.
Let's get into it. Let's help people.
15
let's
minutes,
do,
Jesus
let's
Christ.
Do our frigging jobs for once.
Let's go.
I work. What, Griffin, what do you mean 15 minutes?
Sometimes Griffin doesn't like the amount of content we make within
no,
the show.
No, it's just, it surprises me. It surprises me sometimes how long we can run on, how long a train we can run on Frasier and Sheldon and
Seinfeld.
And Seinfeld. It's, I guess, they do provide.
I work in a shared office in a library.
Good job.
My supervisor gets fresh eggs delivered here weekly from a local farm. Yesterday, the eggs appeared on her desk as usual, but she is out on maternity leave. Should I leave them on the desk for her return? Should I throw them out? Should I send them back to the local farm? I don't want them to rot, and I wouldn't want them to go to waste. I don't know where she lives, so I can't take them to her either. What exactly should I do?
I don't like the fact that eggs are in a library.
Huh.
That doesn't
speak
make
on that.
It's just not where they kind of go. Eggs is a farm thing or a restaurant thing, but I don't go to the library. A fridge thing, yeah, but a library has books and magazines.
Well, they're not. Okay, you don't check the eggs out, Griffin. They're not.
No, I know that. I know that.
Yeah, it's just, but like the idea that the eggs are there is like it's weird. I've never been in a library and thought, oh, I wonder if there's eggs in here.
Yeah.
You know, like it wouldn't have even occurred to me.
Well, I would just assume no, because like it's not a farm or a restaurant. So like what would the eggs be doing there?
I felt so strongly when the question asker said, like, leave them on the desk. And then I thought, I actually am not 100% sure eggs need to be refrigerated.
I mean, like all things, they will eventually return to the loam.
True.
Yeah.
But I do think that they can sit out on a counter for a while. Let's not advise people on food handling. As funny and as safe as that is, maybe we shouldn't be making those calls on. We're all Googling it. We might as well just look.
No, see. I think I don't actually care what you do with your eggs.
You
don't
should take them, though.
Don't throw them out, though. No. That seems.
Unwashed eggs will last 2 weeks.
On the counter?
Now, if this is a weekly delivery, you do need to solve this quickly.
It's going to stack up.
If the egg person comes back and the eggs are not there, they will call the police.
Yeah.
Because they will assume you have been kidnapped. Because why didn't you get your eggs?
Huh.
Yeah.
So you need to get the eggs out of there quickly. I would not leave the eggs lying around.
Okay, but counterpoint, you do need either to alert the person who should be getting the eggs before you take them, or definitely after you take them, because I don't know how long, in America, maternity leave, not long enough, am I right?
Yeah.
But if they come back and they're like, there should be like 9 weeks of eggs here or whatever.
I think that it is a little question asker. I want to talk through the options real quick. Should I leave them on her desk for a return? Should I throw them out? Should I send them back to the local farm? I don't want them to rot. I don't want them to go to waste.
There's one missing there.
Lives. There's one missing there, and it is. Ask the person about the eggs. Maternity leave is not the phantom zone.
Like, yeah.
You can indeed reach out to people who are on parental leave.
I will say this. It depends on how far out from the date of delivery we are at. Not egg delivery, human being
eight
delivery.
8 hours after your child is born, someone's like, what do you want me to do with these fucking eggs?
Yeah, that's no good. That's no good. Just take them, make a little scramby. They're eggs. They come, they're not missing them. They don't give a shit about these eggs. They made a person. Go have
a
scramby.
Again, farm fresh, hand delivered eggs. Ooh. They're paying a premium.
They care a lot about the eggs. I guarantee you this. They've thought about the eggs.
They've thought about the eggs.
They've thought about the eggs. Since the child has been born, they've thought like, oh, my eggs.
Now, maybe not. Well, here's the thing, though. The other side of it, oh, it's fascinating. I'm sitting there, right? I've just given birth to a beautiful child. And then I think about the eggs. Maybe in the same breath. I don't know. Oh, now that that's off my mind, I can think about my eggs. what is the process I would follow? Do I call a library supervisor to be like, hey, sorry, my eggs are still being delivered to the library. Can you do something with those?
It sounds wrong, doesn't it, when you say it?
It is also, okay, now there is also another possibility here is you're going to have to go to your supervisor's supervisor to get this phone number if you don't already have it.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to go to your boss's boss and you're going to say, hey, I need Joan's phone number. And they're going to say, why? And you're going to say, ah, fuck, I was afraid you would ask that. I have an egg question for Joan and I need a, Joan just gave birth to a child. What if do not bother Joan.
No eggs are coming in. What if you do this and you blow up Joan's whole spot? And
that's
like,
what I'm saying. You go to your supervisor's supervisor.
Joan gets what delivered where? Here?
This is
library?
A library. This is not a farm
you mean
or
books
restaurant.
About eggs, right? Surely you mean books about eggs.
Do you mean
maybe
book
periodicals?
Eggs?
Periodicals book about eggs? Eggs Weekly or something? Oh, she gets delivered Eggs Weekly, the magazine. Surely you mean.
Absolutely.
She wouldn't get physical, maybe wooden eggs to decorate for children. Please tell me that's what you mean, Derek. I don't want to have to fire Joan. She just had a baby.
Food eggs, then. So is there a place outside she keeps them? In the library, inside. Wow.
Huh. Under lock and key. Just sitting on
her desk. Oh, boy. You've given me a lot to think about.
Joan, I hope your baby's well. Don't bother coming back.
I found out about the eggs, Joan. I know about the eggs.
I told her about the eggs, Joan.
Joan, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I didn't mean to ruin everything.
Can I take you guys to the wizard's shack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take me there, Captain.
All right. Hop
put
on.
Put me in a little papoose?
Yeah, sure. You both are in papooses around me. And
two papooses? Papoosai?
Two papooses, and I've got my rocket. And we blast off to the wizard's house.
I have a pamplemousse papoose that
I
love.
That.
My kids
I
just
love that. That's so good.
I love that.
How to make a staff. Making a staff for use in the woods or for use in magical rituals can be a fun project.
Or both.
Once you've found a stick that seems appropriate for your purpose, you can learn to carefully prepare it and tailor it to whatever you have in mind. Want to have a helpful walking stick? Want to LARP with your friends? Want to perform pagan rituals? We've got you covered with the various methods in this article.
This sucks. You know why it sucks? Because when you said how to make a staff, I realized there was a tiny, tiny little voice inside me. It's like, hell yeah. Let's make a staff. Hey, you should. Hey, J-Man, you know how to do wood stuff. Why don't you make a fucking staff?
Justin, here's what I will propose. I believe that within all of us, there is an inherent desire and understanding. How many times have you been, no matter what age, if you find yourself outside and you find a longish stick and you think, oh, this is the
staff.
Perfect.
That's a staff.
Perfect. And I think it's not because there is a platonic perfect staff, Justin, but because there is a perfect staff for each individual person and they know it. They know
it's also this is what's so great about a staff. It really does fill several gaps in the in the human psyche. So like anybody walking on the ground, walking in the forest sees a big, beautiful stick on the ground. They think, I would like that staff. Maybe it's for hiking support. Maybe it is for bobcat weapon. Or maybe
battling
it's because
rods.
You think you are Gandalf the Grey and you want
or
to.
Or Gandalf Feeny. And you just want to,
maybe you're Gandalf
Feeny. Take the butt of the staff to your competition to face.
Maybe you got a little Tom Bombadil action where you're just like a wanderer through the forest. You feel like with this staff, you'll really take time to.
That's going to be one of the biggest touchstones. You could also be, if you're me and you're 10 years old, Donatello.
Donatello.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many reasons to pick up a big, cool looking stick in the woods. So that's why I think this is a powerful
question. I think that's actually a Teddy Roosevelt quote, if I remember correctly. Yeah,
it's a biological impulse is what you're saying.
Yes.
You're saying that like there's something deep within me. It's like, yes, the most basic tool, a kick-ass staff.
Yeah,
I would go deeper, Justin, and say not biological, but rather metaphysical. I think our ancestors' spirit, the energy calls forward to us and goes,
love
look at that fucking cool stick, man. You could take down a mastodon with that shit.
Yeah, that's
grab it.
You'll need that. Hey, we can make a pretty kick-ass mastodon spear out of that, huh?
Oh, yeah, grab that now.
Shit.
Don't give me in suspense, man.
Method one, making a hiking / survival staff. I will go through this section as quickly as is possible.
Yeah.
Collect dead wood of the appropriate height. Yeah, no shit. Green wood is too bendable to be effective as a walking or survival stick, so only collect dead wood to make for possible staffs.
They gotta stop saying survival stick. Because I don't know. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, what do they mean, like, by a walking or survival stick?
Well,
like,
you're gonna walk with it, Justin, or you're gonna survive. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Now, this one's important to do and should be doable by basically anyone. Look for hickory or ash.
Mm.
Now, remind me, you guys are kind of wood guys, not necessarily woods guys, but if I'm walking around and I'm not finding
guys made of wood, important. Yes.
I am a Zach Woods guy, though.
Yeah. Okay.
What a talent.
If I'm walking around the woods and I'm not finding any hickory or ash, I should stop looking, right? Because that just means those trees maybe aren't in this particular forest.
Yeah. That's the one problem with forest is that you do not have infinite trees to choose from.
Yeah.
If you, for example, needed to harvest luscious coconut, for example, part of your walking stick procedure, that would not be an option available to you here in West Virginia, for example.
Other good wood for walking sticks includes
coconut, an invasive species. Have we found out palm trees, are they invasive? If I plant a coconut, what happens?
Fucking invasive pears over here. They stink like shit. They're beautiful.
Yeah, stinky pears?
Yeah.
Stinky invasive pears?
Stupid.
I bet there's a way to prepare those.
Bradford pears, dumbass. Fucking Bradford pears everywhere.
All right. So
people plant a lot of them. Oh, they're beautiful. They stink like shit. They're invasive. And they're covering the whole fucking town because these stupid ass. I bought a chainsaw so I could start taking out Bradford pears when I see them.
I hope stupid deer eat stupid Bradford pears and shit themselves to death. Yeah, I said it. I hate deer.
Holy shit, Travis. That's a wild escalation.
Deer have killed many of my trees and I hate them.
I saw a great TikTok where they're like, here's how you properly prune a Bradford pear. And then they get a chainsaw and they just cut it.
Fucking kick ass.
Cut it
sick.
Because they suck. Fuck Bradford pears.
And deer.
You heard me. Fucking invasive ass.
Listen.
Stinky, beautiful trees.
Travis,
deer are just giant, beautiful rats. I hate
Travis,
them.
Travis, you keep trying to rope Justin into a movement that is
He's not
so
coming with me. I know.
No. Yeah. And also, sure. Okay, so remove bark and notches. Use a sharp pocket knife to whittle off the bark, taking extra care to smooth out any tiny branch notches or uneven places. Yeah, again, like, we're all doing this. Is this why you guys are knife guys? So if you
Part
find a
stick...
Yeah?
It's not nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I use
I feel like people might think you're joking. I've seen you both whittle. Casually.
I'm not joking. I always have a knife. What are you talking about? Me? That's one thing that Jerry Seinfeld and I have in common. We always have a pocket knife. He has a really fancy one, but it's, you know.
That says about him, though, doesn't it? I bet he doesn't use it.
In his video, his, like, 15th Essentials I Carry, he took great pleasure in informing us it was discontinued.
Damn.
Just like comedy.
Damn.
Way to flex. Just like comedy, it's been discontinued.
Woke Left took my knife away. The woke left TSA took my knife away by Jerry Seinfeld.
It's just the least predictable pivot you could have possibly imagined. Fucking the guy that played Jay Peterman is on Fox News like, you tell him, Jerry Seinfeld, you're finally on the winning team with me, Jay Peterman from Seinfeld and Rob Schneider. Anyway, the staff.
I don't like this next step. I know we usually, I just wanted to say that out loud. Step four, seal with stain.
No.
If you want to give your staff a clean and durable finish, stain it with a good wood finish or wiping stain. Don't do that. Don't do that because the ultimate goal for any walking stick is when you reach the end of your life's journey, you plant it into the ground and you lay down and you gently die next to it. And from it, it springs a beautiful tree. That won't happen.
Children's children.
Yes, and then one day, your DNA will have been preserved in the sap of that tree, and aliens will be able to bring you back to life. That's real shit.
But if you don't finish it, then you could get, it could move, it could rot.
No.
Finish it could help protect the wood.
Okay, Justin, but here's the thing.
You're going to be out there in the mud, tromping around. It's going to warp.
There's not a lot of things I believe in.
Sticks hate being in soil. Oh, no, wait. They become kick-ass trees when they do that.
Here's my...
Actually, Griffin, when the sticks are on the ground, the next stop for them is dirt.
They're going to become dirt. Do you mean fucking nature's way, Justin?
Yeah, dog. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I don't want nature. I don't want fucking nature to claim my staff.
No, nature... Okay, Justin, you've never been so fucking wrong in your life.
You're way off base, dude.
You're way fucking off base. You're going out in the woods staffless. Nature provides you...
Yeah,
the perfect walking stick.
That's a loner, yes, my
thank
man.
You.
It's my staff.
No,
it's not,
no,
dude.
It's not.
I made
that's
it.
That's nature's.
You
nature
didn't
said,
make shit.
No, fucking Mother Gaia made that staff for you to
it
use.
It came out of a tree, dog.
It provided.
I used my hands. My hands. And I took it from God. And I said, this is mine now.
And not God. God has nothing to do with nature, Justin, and you know it. I just, Mother Gaia. Our verdict.
Okay, well now Travis, you and I are in different
games. I'm just saying you seal the staff and it'll protect it so your kids don't have to come to a dumb
to go.
Listen.
That you don't know what you got till
he's
it's
gonna
gone.
Do the whole chorus.
You just sealed your staff and you're so fucking wrong.
No, you seal your staff
no,
and then
when
you
finish
it to your
the
kids.
Walk, you finish your hike. You,
you plant it and you die
down.
Gently next
no,
to the...
No, you lay the staff back down for the next person who's hiking from the opposite direction to find. And then
okay,
they
you,
leave it
you,
at the end of the trailhead.
You plant your staff in the ground next to you as you die. And then me, I've got a cool finished staff, and I walk past you. And I say, oh, I didn't die because my staff wasn't rotten. It helped me to walk.
Wait.
You die because your staff broke at a worst possible moment, and you fell and hit your head on a river rock, and now you're dead because you didn't finish your staff.
Wait, just, hey, tell me that you
he's
would train.
Out, I gotta
yell, tell me you
yell,
would train a crow instead of befriending
yell.
A crow without telling me. Am I right, Justin? You're out here training the crow to do your bidding while I'm making friends with the crow and doing it one on one.
Guys, there's a stink bug in my coffee lid.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, nature's retaliating against Justin.
Look
nature, nature sent
this.
That to teach you a fucking
oh, look
lesson.
At this, dog, that's
guys,
so gross.
That sucks. My mouth was hard.
Ah, the power of Mother Gaia.
What do I do?
You need
out,
to get. You need to go out and return some of your fucking sealed staff.
I'm sorry. I'm taking back all the wood. I'm taking it back to Home Depot so nature can have it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jesus. Please, please, Jesus of stink bugs, forgive me. Forgive my fucking hubris. Unbelievable. That's the gross. I'm going to have to take the lid and burn it.
And maybe your mouth, too.
Oh, God. You think it was in there with the coffee?
Yeah, man, Justin, I do.
I thought it tasted bad all day.
Yeah, it was tasted stink buggy,
shit.
Huh?
Fuck.
Guys.
Sucks.
I think we have to go to the money zone. I just want to point out, we didn't even get to the magic staff stuff.
We're not going to go to the money zone. We'll take a late money zone.
Okay, okay.
You can't get me all worked up about staffs and then not tell me how to make one.
Okay, so...
just because I'm building Charlie in the Chocolate Factory and Wonka's entire goddamn factory single-handedly...
Okay, so I'm gonna jump ahead. Making a match.
You're still drinking the coffee, though.
I need it to funny.
Okay.
I need my coffee to do the talking and the podcasting.
It's
don't
just
even
stink
talk
bug.
To
See,
me.
Now who's being a nature hater, Travis? It's just a stink bug.
Mm. Stink bug stigma.
Hakuna Matata.
Thank you.
Yep.
How about collect wood after a storm? Many Wiccans and other neo-pagans believe that wood felled by a storm is imbued with supernatural powers.
Yeah, man.
I would say
the natural. He gets that bat. He gets Wonder Boy from the tree struck by lightning and makes him super good at baseball. That's basically, hey, guys, a bat is a baseball staff.
Wow, Travis. That's pretty cool, man. So they're like sport wizards as a baseball player. That's pretty cool.
Wizards of whack.
Wizards of whack is
They're whacking the baseballs real hard.
Yeah, no, I know. But Wizards of Whack does sound like a sort of early, maybe late 90s pornographic website. Like maybe one of the first ones actually out there that you get on your AOL.
Why isn't anyone visiting our site? They don't like baseball, sir.
Select a stick with significance. In magic, staffs are traditionally symbolic of male energy and are often linked to the wind and sun.
Why would it be associated with male energy, do you think?
I can't even fathom it. Often they're made of hickory or oak. This is boring. When you find a prospective staff, sit with it. Hold it in your hands.
Hell yeah.
Try to get a feel for its energy. When you hold the right one, you'll know it. Ideally, your staff will be 3 to 5 feet in length. why put that there at the end? Like, if I find a real chode of a staff and I'm like vibing with it, you're saying like I can't rock with that.
It is also insulting. It is also insulting to think that a person would make an 18-inch staff.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they would.
This doesn't seem right.
Maybe that's what they like. Maybe that's the staff they're looking. Maybe that's their journey.
That's called a shillelagh, and it can get the fucking job done, dude.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It can. Listen to Peaky Blinders.
I actually like
over here.
When you find with a real gnarled, lumpy end on it.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're like, oh, I'm going to Bill Sykes my way around a tavern with this
put
baby.
Put a right shine to a governor.
WikiHow has crashed.
Bill the Butcher's coming at me, and here I've got my shillelagh. I'm taking him the fuck out. That's a kill. Right? Speaking of Daniel Day-Lewis, I wanted a proper fight. That's a wound.
Do you mean the guy that goes ham on all that shit?
Yeah, the guy who goes ham on all that shit. I'm out here, Daniel Day-Lewis, hanging around in the woods with my shillelagh, fighting, I think, Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know. I only watched Gangs of New York while I was on morphine with kidney stones and shit. But
what movie is this for, Daniel? I'm not even sure there's a movie anymore. I'm just doing the weirdest things ham. I can think of.
I drink your milkshake. Help me. Help me. I've gone too deep.
I can't find Dan.
I'm going to kill a bear. What?
I'm looking for Danny. He was the boy I was.
Please, somebody make a movie about Daniel Day-Lewis and let me play Daniel Day-Lewis so I can get back to myself. That's it's like
gonna...
weird actor Quantum Leap.
This was going to get him out of retirement. Yes. The Daniel Day-Lewis story.
Someone hit my factory reset switch.
You have to Daniel think a Day-Lewis safety pin in the small hole of my back.
Please. We have to go home.
I got, hey, listen, Paul Thomas Anderson, I want to help. I got to finish this defrag real quick. And it'll be over
real quick. I need you to choose my time zone.
Is Daniel ready? I don't know. He's blinking.
He's blinking blue.
What color?
In three.
What color is the light? It's kind of like a purple, dark purple, and light purple is very important.
Okay. This is going to sound wild, but you're going to hit it with a wrench as hard as you can.
Charge, we're blessed, the staff. Depending on your practice, you may have a particular ceremony appropriate for the purpose of charging an object or blessing it in preparation for magic. I don't like this. I don't have this. I don't have a practice. I came here to learn how to make a magic staff, and one of the steps you provided is make the magic staff in the way you do
it. Yeah, make it. They're basically saying do something magic to it.
You just got to get your magic. You got to get your kyber crystals.
And no, I don't have those. Again, this
what,
is
you don't
what
have your kyber crystals, Justin?
Now, I do just want to say, step six, Travis has jumped ahead, adorn the top of the staff with a charged stone or crystal of significance to you.
A kyber crystal.
I mean, could
is
be
the
a kyber crystal for sure.
I prefer, if I can get it, a black kyber crystal because it's fucking cool as shit.
Fuck
it
yeah,
is cool.
Dude.
It is. That even makes sense, man. How do you see it?
Yeah. What? Right.
That's how they get you, though. Invisible lightsaber. You're like,
invisible
here comes that Jedi.
But they'll light up your cool, like, frog posters.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Love that.
Do you think they ever light joints with lightsabers? I bet somebody does, right? Cool.
Yeah. Fucking I'm going to just skip the last section of this is making a LARP staff. Just use your magic staff. No one's going to be able to.
Well,
don't
you
got to
be careful there because if you're LARPing and you pretend to cast a spell, but you're using your real magic staff, it could get a little dicey.
I mean, do you want to fucking weave a story of magic and fantasy, or
that's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like lean into it. Do a little bit of practical magic.
I love that movie.
If I could make magic things, I wouldn't need a staff.
Whoa. You don't need
I'm
a foci? What the fuck, Justin?
That is the first thing actually
I didn't realize, Justin, that you were so fucking advanced in your magical training that you no longer needed foci to help train you.
Because
Harry Dresden's out here. He's been doing it for like 50 years. He still uses his staff.
He needs
he
his
still
foci.
Uses his blasting rod. He still uses his shield bracelets. He still uses his power rings. But
are
Justin's
these real
out
things
here.
This guy has?
Yeah. Justin's
sound
out
like
here
Iron Man.
Yeah, man. He's the Iron Man of magic. Justin's out here talking big shit game about how he can do magic without foci. Go off, Justin. Tell me, King, how do you do your magic without... Is it when you're finishing and sealing your goddamn staff?
Your staff?
I just hoped that there would be more practical step-by-step like construction plans in the WikiHow, I think.
Okay. Go to Home Depot, buy a 5-foot dowel rod, that's 1/2 inch thick, and paint it all different whimsical colors. Is that what you want, Justin?
I thought it would be more fun to find one in the forest and then figure out what to do with it to make it a staff. I just thought
the magic will tell you. Fucking read a book, dog.
The magic will tell you, Juice. Actually, you do seem kind of foolish now.
If the magic would tell me, why do I need WikiHow?
Because WikiHow is inherently magic. God damn it, Justin. Okay, is this 101? Right. What's makes up, sense. Bud?
That makes perfect sense.
Right. I did skip
it's
the segment.
It's Wiccan How. That's what it's short for.
We're not going to say anything funnier than that. Let's go to the Money Zone.
Thank you. I love Bombas socks.
Then why don't you marry him? Boom. Roasted.
I am
such a weird energy.
It's such a weird, weird vibe.
No, I've seen how happy you guys are together, and I feel like you've just been kicking the can down the road, Griffin, and I think it's time to commit.
No, you know what? No, I won't play this game with you. These aren't living things that you can marry or fall in love with, Travis. They're just socks.
Yeah.
But they're the best socks in the world, okay. And you need them. Okay. I don't want people to think, like, by taking a silly tone with this, that I don't, like, mean it from my heart. Like,
okay.
Bombas socks.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were so. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, Griffin.
They got honeycomb arch support. They got anti-blister tabs. They're genuinely very comfortable socks. They're comfortable in ways that you didn't know you needed your sock to be comfortable until you put one of these bad boys on.
This is not bullshit. This is jokes out of the room. When I put on a Bombas sock, yes. Like, I'm going through my socks. At this point, admittedly, 75% of my socks are Bombas socks. But that kind, the, like, ankle-high, like, honeycomb. When I put those on, I'm like, I'm getting shit done today.
I'm getting shit done. Anyway, get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Oh, I didn't even talk about the fact that when you buy their socks, tees, or underwear, yeah, they got those too. You Which also donate essential clothing to someone facing homelessness. To date, Bombas has donated over 100 million clothing items and counting. It's genuinely the best. Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/mybrother and use code mybrother for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/mybrother and use code mybrother at checkout.
You guys looking for a doctor? Well, you know what I always say. If you need a doc, then you got a Zoc. That's right. We're talking about ZocDoc this week. As I get older, I've noticed new and interesting ways that my body begins to fail me. And with that, I must search for new doctors to look at those specific areas of my body that perhaps I've never even considered maintenance on before.
Sure,
you know what I mean? You know.
You got a podiatrist who's just like, yeah, man, you're fucked up. It's fucked up down there now. How old are you?
It's all a mess.
Like, that's what happens, man.
And when that happens, God bless. I think it's harder. We talked about this on some episode. I think it's easier to make new friends than to find a doctor, right? Like,
And finding a friend who's a doctor, forget about it.
Well, that's probably easy for you, Justin, because your wife is a doctor, and I assume she has friends that are doctors.
Wow. Guess I'm pretty cool.
Okay. But you know what else is pretty cool? ZocDoc.com. That's right, because they can help you find a doctor in your area. And book those appointments, doctors that'll make you feel comfortable, listen to you, prioritize your help. And it's a free app. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, which is fucking huge. And you can usually see your book doctor between just 24 to 72 hours, which is incredible. Sometimes you can even get same-day appointments. You got to check that out, right? Yes? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Thank you. I just wanted a commitment for once. So go to ZocDoc.com/mybrother and download ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/mybrother, ZocDoc.com/mybrother.
I wish I could go back to like medieval times and say to like a person, like the prince or whatever, ZocDoc.com, and then they would be like, this sorcerer has come from distant lands.
No, that can't be a sorcerer. He sealed his staff. Yeah. He's clearly a faker.
He's a phony fucking jabroni.
Hello, teachers and faculty. This is Janet Varney. I'm here to remind you that listening to my podcast, The JV Club with Janet Varney, is part of the curriculum for the school year. Learning about the teenage years of such guests as Allison Brie, Vicki Peterson, John Hodgman, and so many more is a valuable and enriching experience. One you have no choice but to embrace, because yes, listening is mandatory. The JV Club with Janet Varney is available every Thursday on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you. And remember, no running in the halls.
If you need a laugh and you're on the go, try STOPPODCASTI.
Oh, are you trying to put the name of the podcast there?
Yeah, I'm trying to spell it, but it's tricky.
Let me give it a try.
Okay.
If you need a laugh and you're on the go, call STOPPAD. It'll never fit.
No, it will. Let me try. If you need a laugh and you're on the go, try STOPPDCOO. Ah, we are so close.
Stop podcasting yourself.
A podcast from MaximumFun.org.
If you need a laugh and you're on the go.
Okay, time out. I'll come back soon.
Huh.
I do it hear. It sounds like, some, like Skrillex being played in a,
yeah,
another room.
Like trap, dance. Oh, it's getting louder.
It's getting louder.
Turn it down!
Oh.
Yeah! Turn it down! I gotta do the thing!
Huh.
Turn it down! Daphne, turn it down!
Who's Daphne? What's up, buddies? Hey, Richard. Boys. Happy spring. Spring has sprung. I'm here to do the thing.
Yeah. Hey, Richard, real
spring,
quick.
First day of spring. I always come to you in the first of the beginning of a season.
Yeah.
And here he is to guide you into spring or whatever.
We're going to get demonetized, actually, if you do keep Skrillex in the background. If you could ask Daphne. Who is Daphne?
Hey, Skrillex! Turn it! Stop!
Oh, it's not a recording. You've got actual Skrillex there.
Yeah, his
you.
Real name is Daphne.
You know? Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Daphne Skrillex is his full name.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
he's so hanging cool. out here. We've got the whole, yeah, so, yeah, happy spring. Happy to be here to do this show. I'm sorry I've been a little preoccupied, guys. Been really busy over here.
What have you been doing? What's been going on?
Well, I'm kind of not doing, like, living by myself anymore. It started to work out bad. So I got like kind of a group of people here.
Oh, shit.
That are staying with me.
Are you like doing a content house?
So one of you speak at a time.
Are
guys.
You doing a content house?
Well, it's a house. Well, it's called, we call it Love Base Alpha.
Okay.
It's cool. How do you say, abandoned Aldi? Yeah.
That's how you like say it. Yeah.
Abandoned Aldi will do.
Yeah, but we call it Love Base Alpha. And this cool. is kind of our spot. You know,
and Skrillex lives there?
Prying eyes and prying noses stay far away from me. Richard's thinking everybody else.
Who else lives there?
Well, okay. Me.
Yeah.
Daphne Skrillex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ringo is here.
Star?
A Ringo is here. Okay. I cannot say more.
Did you say Ringo or Rango? Oh,
he winked. He did wink.
Rango.
Rango. Hold on, wait. No, I do need to know now. Is it the animated gecko Rango? Right. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yes.
He's here. Ringo is here.
Ringo and Rango?
Got them both, yes. man.
I bet Ringo they have a lot of fun together with
yes,
that.
They hate each other, but it's so bad over here.
Oh, man.
Ringo Starr is always trying to step on them little Rango. He's like, get the back here, but they are smushy. It's terrible.
Oh, Tom and Jerry.
It ruins, it kills the vibe. But then there's about 700 other people and me.
Wow. Hold on. Yeah. That's a lot of people to live to.
It
live
feels
with.
Like that, man. You get to 300 and you're like, wow, there's so many people. And yeah. then a lot more than that show up, and they're so nice.
Well,
me.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell them, like, go somewhere else. Because they always say stuff like, oh, Richard, you know everything. Or, like, Richard, you are sort of a kind of a Jesus for
us.
I'm like, Richard, hold on, guys.
That's
what it sounds like you're describing is what I would call a cult.
Okay, so people, you could be using this word, and I do not know. Yeah. But let's talk about, because I don't feel that way. It's just friends.
Yeah, that's the case, then it may appear improper.
And we're doing some stuff with sense that the government doesn't like. Love, you know, they're not like wild about some of the things we're doing, so we like to kind of not tell them about it.
And Rango and Rango's comfortable with this.
Rango is the guy who made us buy all the guns to protect.
Okay, hold on, Richard. Now, you know now that that's too.
I begged him to stop. Yeah. I begged Rango. I said, Rango is too dangerous. We can't do this. Yeah.
Okay.
It is called the Symposium on Cosmic Harmony, and it's like my kind of friends.
It was Love Base Alpha. I'm sorry,
Love
real
Base
quick.
Alpha is the building where we live.
Uh-huh.
The Symposium on Cosmic Harmony is sort of like our friend group. You know what I mean?
That's
like
the group chat name.
It's a group chat. Is like the Symposium on Cosmic Harmony.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Like, so you would like say, like, come hang out with the Symposium on Cosmic Harmony.
You ever heard the Wild Hogs?
Yeah.
The Tim Allen
movie?
They
call themselves a Wild Hogs?
Yeah.
We are like, it's like that, except we call ourselves the Symposium on Cosmic Harmony.
Hey, I really want to hear about Spring Sense, but before I do, just to check
anything
in.
Anything you want about that. I'd love for you to get you guys down here.
Perfect. How do you feel about woke left and how it's affecting comedy these days, Richard?
Right. It's so cool that you say that. We are all woke here. It's all about cosmic wakefulness, cosmic harmony, cosmic unity.
Love base.
And that means woke left. You are welcome. Hardcore, right? Like, so bad. Like, you'll get grossed out because of how far. Come on in.
Oh, you know Richard, what I mean? Like, now.
Say whatever nasty things. It's open here. It's about sense. The thing is, the sense have to be, this is synth harmony, but everything else is really bad.
Word harmony like is not the
word
priority.
Word harmony is not a priority.
Okay. How is that going, Richard?
It smells good.
Okay.
No, but how does it look and sound and feel? Like, how did the actions?
What's it like to be there?
Your roommates.
I have been locked inside here with Skrillex. We barred the door. It's terrible out there, guys. I need you to come get me. This is why I call you. Please, it's a listen. Okay, fine. Rango took over. Rango said, "Yeah." Rango said, "Richard, I have all the guns. I'm a taking over. And me and Skrillex hidden here. We boarded up the doors. You guys gotta come here. We're in the freezer."
But then we'll have to fight through Rango and his goons to get
there. That sounds tough, dude.
I shouldn't have let him get so powerful, guys.
No,
it's
man.
My fault.
You should have seen it coming.
In a sense, some of this isn't my fault.
A little bit, Richard.
In a way, I feel like I just wanted to make a scent community where everybody could feel good and smell better. You know what I mean?
I have good
news
for you,
Richard. And now everybody, what? Big one.
Yeah. The good news, Rango is a government agent. He's been a plant. I'm going to pull some strings. I'm going to get you
extracted. You're coming home, pal.
We're going to need something from you, though. We're going to need something from you.
This makes sense because I wondered why the Beatles sounded like he's from Indiana.
Yeah, that's right.
I was tricked.
Yeah.
He's 6'3".
Right? And I guess
he sounds Venezuelan. It's so confusing why he's a Ringo me.
But it's
so that
it's
actually
enough
makes
going on
sense.
That you couldn't pin it down, right? That was our plan. Yeah. And as a representative of the government, I do need something from you before this kind of a little tit for tat.
Flip. I've been trying to flip since I opened it. Like, the first day I opened it, I'm like, you better come stop
me. No, I do want you to flip on Rango real hard. We've been trying to get him for a while now.
Yeah.
But I also do need to know the Spring Sense to look out for. We're all kind of looking for
that. Oh, baby, when spring rolls in, and I kept waiting for you guys to point out it's 2 months late for the beginning of spring, but nobody really, like,
nobody knows
got on to it.
Who
to
knows?
It. But, like, Vetiver.
Yeah.
You know, huge. Always. I love anything green is huge. But, like, we're kind of beyond artificial scents here.
Oh.
Okay. So it's kind of more about, like, the scents that aren't there.
Does that make sense?
That part sounds good. Are you sure you want us to come get you? Because it does sound like you have a bit of a good thing going.
Well, listen, again, if it weren't for the fires, you would smell all of it like so good.
There's
but the
fires?
They're burning everything. Please, you have to come. I'm so scared. Please, Skrillex and I are out of cliff bars. And he, listen, Skrillex swears.
I think they're elevation bars because they're...
Skrillex swears that he is out of PB, which is my favorite cliff bar.
Yeah.
And he says that we only have almond white chocolate left. And I know he's fucking lying to me.
Yeah.
I know he has a PB and he just won't share. So I need you guys to come beat up Skrillex for me and then get me out.
Okay. We can do that. How's your walk? Because I noticed your cross necklace. I feel like you're usually rocking a cross and I'm not seeing it there.
Bad fat. Yeah, I got confusing for me. For me to be like, the big guy has the answers, and then everybody looks like, we know. And then they look at me like, yeah? And I'm like, yeah, for sure. I'm the best one there is. Way better than Jesus. And then I have to go back later and be like, Jesus, you know I'm getting you. You know it's you and me forever.
Yeah.
Because I love him so much. He saved my soul. I go to heaven forever. Not like these people. They believe in a false idol of
you.
Me. And they're going to hell. I tried to tell them different. They don't listen to me anymore.
Richard, did you?
How hard?
Listen. Do they listen to people whose statue they tore down? No. You don't want to listen to somebody whose statue you tore down. I see them tear down my statue.
They tore down your statue?
It's not a big deal.
Oh, I'd be upset.
It wasn't an even body. It wasn't even a thing. Because the scent harmony was on point. I don't care what people are doing with their words or actions at all. As long as they smell so good.
So are there like brands or scents you'd recommend or...
Paco Rabanne, classic.
Yeah.
And also... Paco Rabanne is a classic, and another huge one is coming to pick up your boy Richard from this situation at Moonbase Alpha is off of 64.
Moonbase Alpha, but we're looking for Lovebase Alpha, so where do we go?
Moonbase Alpha is next door. It's where he stored all the guns. I'm in Lovebase Alpha, which is the freezer with Skrillex. Please come help.
We're on our way.
We'll be there in about 4 hours.
Cool, buddy. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. Can you send Justin back in?
What?
Send Justin back in so we can wrap up the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let me go get them 1 sec. Sorry.
If a trace of that, if a stem of that song was playing in the background of that bit, it will be unusable. What's up, Strong Justin?
Sorry, guys. I made a huge BM for 30 minutes, and now I'm in my A shirt.
That's upsetting, Justin, because Richard was only here for about 17 minutes.
Yeah.
That would imply that during the Money Zone and some of the first half of the show, you were shitting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
This week, we're going to be in Vancouver and Washington. Now, that Vancouver show is sold out. But I think I said Vancouver. The Vancouver show is sold out. Tacoma Taz is going to be Taz versus the Great Gatsby, which is going to be huge. So you can come see that. If you have a question you want answered at the Mabim Bam Show or wish to fungal or you want read aloud, you can email that to mbmbam@maximumfun.org and put your city in the subject line.
Thank you so much to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It is a crowd pleaser and a jam squeezer. And you and got
just real quick to slip in there, June 21st through the 23rd. Kansas City, St. Louis, and Tyson, Virginia.
Yes.
I wanted to mention that.
MBAM.
bit.ly/macroytours for tickets and more information.
Also, I mentioned it earlier in the episode, but we started putting out a series called Brothers Gate, me, Justin, Griffin, and our dad, Clint, playing Baldur's Gate 3 together. You can find that on our McElroy family YouTube channel, along with a lot of other great stuff, including Clubhouse and gaming streams and all kinds of stuff. And check out McElroyMerch.com for all the great McElroy merch. Justin, do you want to read the... You want to elevate the wish?
Yeah, for sure.
Lift it up.
I wish the coffee machine at work was more discreet. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips. It's better with you. It's better with you. My life.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.